Wow.
Did anyone see you watching it?
No.
Wes.
We're on, dude.
Yes.
This could be the day all the funny stop.
Why?
I mean, it would be funny if we just, this was the day we just were like.
We had nothing. We've had a couple of those.
Yeah, but we never fully, the music never stopped on us though.
True.
It's only, I mean, everyone needs to go get some like takeout and eat and regroup. But
yeah,
you know, we've obviously came down the hill and then ran back, you know, charged. But I'm talking about just one day where it's like, I fully exhausted everything I know.
I know. It's just constantly like repeating stories. Like, I think I've told you this before. It's just, it's like a comment will be like, he said that story six times. It's like,
yeah.
All right.
Hey, come on, man.
The skis, dude.
Don't pull them off the links,
that's,
dude.
That's absolutely. All praise be to Billy on the skis, by the way.
True, yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
I am stealing lingo. The skis is so. I was talking to, dude, I was about, we were talking about the skis, and I was just talking about how Beezer might be the king ski, dude.
You think so?
I was like, he's the most loyal ski.
True.
And also, I don't think I've ever seen him sad.
True.
I think the Beezer is just the Beezer 24/7.
He's full broski.
He's an absolute ski at all times.
Well, he probably doesn't admit it. He probably doesn't.
I was like, maybe Beezer's autistic. I don't think I've seen him change an emotion once.
He probably does it like a proper broski is supposed to. He probably just administers cold pilsner immediately upon any sort of
any discomfort. Emotions.
Any emotion, just administer cold pilsner. Hit, like right back to baseline.
Or just scream cries into his pillow at night. Yo, what the fuck?
Dude.
I got a fucking doodle teeth.
That is funny about how everybody you know at one point just breaks down. Just yeah, like out of nowhere. Cries. Just like.
Yeah. O'Connor, also intense, bro, but he's laid up, dude. You got a depressed broski.
Really?
O'Connor's always sad, dude.
I hate when my broskis are laid up.
No, Beezer, that's the good thing about Beezer. I swear to God, I've never seen him, like, angry. No. Except, like, he'll get hammered at Helium and be like, yeah, get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, yeah.
Every once in a while, oh, true. He does spaz.
I mean, you could turn the temp up on him a little.
Oh, fuck.
But he doesn't spaz, doesn't seem to hold grudges.
I've never seen him sad.
Nah. He just gets tired, dude. Beezer just runs out of batteries and goes to bed and comes back. He just gets tired.
Oh, fuck.
He just rocks till his eyes get watery and he just is like.
He wakes up. Yo, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Spotted, yeah, he was worried about where the skis have gone. Where have all the skis gone?
Yeah,
said, dude, they're on the links.
Yeah, they're out there.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Golf.
They're drinking fucking Bud Lights.
That's what you don't want. Is the you get the broskis out there. They're out on the links. They're sipping cold pilsners. Their faces are red from sunburn, and they hear some news, and then they hit Twitter, and it's like, dude, that's like a CIA trained assassin.
True.
It's just the mean. It'll be the meanest. There's some guy.
Ski. Like, yeah.
Fucking. What
it's
the
like
fuck?
Fucking stand up. Quit kneeling.
Fuck it, I'm saying it.
Yeah, Phil and his boys, my dad and his boys are skis.
Are they? Yeah,
absolute
time,
skis.
Dude.
They go to the men's club, they go to the Elks, get fucking bombed.
Yep.
Yo, I went to bingo at the Elks this weekend.
It?
Sat down, won on my first card.
What?
Yelled out, it's a bingo.
Did you?
Yeah, the geezers were none too pleased. I was flashy.
What?
Yeah, people, dude, I go there sometimes. Bingo at the Elks rules.
Yeah.
If you win, everyone hates you.
Oh, I bet.
As soon as you win, people are like, so funny. But
how much did you win?
I won $100.
Woo!
Gave it to the squad right away. I was like, put it on, pay for the pilsners for the table, bro.
That's what's that's respectable. That's bet you spiked the ball in the end zone.
Oh yeah,
and that's like
got the money. Made sure everybody saw it.
You probably hated that even more, dude.
Phil hates to see me win.
Really?
And I understand. I'm a dickhead. I'm like, look, it skips a generation. I have the championship gene. And Phil's like, oh, okay. Like, it happens. I don't know why. It skips a generation.
So he saw you stun on the 100.
Yeah.
It's hard not to fold that up and put it in your pocket, dude. Start calculating gas money. Or like,
oh, yeah.
So get me back and forth to New York like six times.
Yeah.
That's a solid move to put on the table. But like, the Elks Lodge, too, the beers are like $3.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of beers and skis, dude.
Everybody got tendies. table. Everybody's dinner was like tendies and Bud Lights and bingo. Dude, it was a great night. You
covered the whole night.
It's a great night.
Damn. Yeah. So was it 100 every time someone won?
Yeah. And then the final, that's 10.
What was the buy-in?
10 or 20. And you get a stack of 10 cards. Damn, and then dude. There's 10 games. And then there's the blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what blackout is? Uh-oh. It's where you got to get every single one. And that's the big money. That was 500.
What?
And it was great because I was like, I was one away. Oh. And I was like, dude, please let me get this. And then the lady behind me was like, bingo. And I was like, fuck. And then I turned around. It was like a lady with her two children. And she like kissed her kid. It was like, ugh. And I was like, oh, fuck. Glad she won. I would have felt like a dick. I would have wanted to be like, oh, it's a bingo. Some lady's like relying on it for groceries.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn. You could see it was a big, big, big. It was like an 8 Mile. Yeah. Doesn't she win bingo? That one?
I think so.
I think she comes home and is like, things are turning around.
I think she
That's
did
what happened with
I think
that
she
lady.
She did win bingo.
She won bingo and was like, we're getting fucking bread and fucking
damn.
Cocoa Crisps. We done it.
Baby, we done it.
Your mom coming home drunk on a bingo win. Just
holding up like 40 bucks left. Oh. I did it.
Yeah, bingo's for like if you're too confused about blackjack, you're like, let's play bingo.
Yeah, it's easy to cheat too. You can cheat the whole time.
How do you cheat?
Yeah, you just get a nice advantage at the beginning. So when you get your cards, you get 10 cards, but you can use any of them at any time. So I laid out a couple, saw where the first number hit. That's a good spot on this card. Take that card.
But you keep your eye on the other ones too.
And if they don't call any numbers of yours for a little while, you save the card.
True.
So this is a dud. I'm going to save it for the next hand. Here we go. Anytime 69 got called, ooh. Yeah.
How are people feeling that?
They all did it.
Did they?
Everybody at the Elks.
What?
When fucking 069 gets called, place gets rowdy.
What?
Whole place is just, like, oh. Yeah, I swear to God. Even the guy who's calling it is this big dude, this fat dude, like leaning behind a table with his fat wife. He's like, everybody's favorite. Oh, 69. And the whole place is like, oh, shit.
Do you know someone has a song right now that's like subliminally about 69ing? Ariana Grande.
What?
Her song's called 3435 that apparently is about 69ing.
Damn, that's some numerology shit.
Yeah, dude.
It's like 9/11.
Well, it's so funny that like Ariana Grande is going to – some weird production team is going to be like, How about a secret song about 69ing? And it's like,
yeah, you know that thing
the pop
no
stars
one
do
likes?
That? Dude, I love 69s, but nobody wants
You love 69s?
I think they're awesome.
They're cool for a very brief amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're
awesome.
Because
everybody's, at least me, I'm a very terrible lovemaker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really focused. I'm not in the moment at all,
yeah,
ever.
Really?
I'm literally just focused on... I'm not even enjoying the suck fest I'm getting. The tubular sucking.
What is your preferred 69 layout?
What is it? What do you mean? What is the other? What's the options?
I mean, you could go up. You
want
go,
me
you
up top.
Top? You could take the top.
No, that'd be too
you
much.
Take the top and just fucking get in a 4-point
have my
stance.
Belly.
Get a 4-point.
My dong would be here. My belly would just be flat against her.
Like, suck whatever you want.
Yeah, get in there.
I'm eating pussy.
I'm going down.
Dude. This song is so funny because it's about like watching movies and all, like basically it's Ariana Grande like poetically trying to get a guy to come to her house to 69 all night, but it's just talking about like movie nights and stuff, and it's like,
yeah, it's not a tough sell, Ariana Grande.
Well, so, like going from Netflix to chill to like, oh, and part of that is a long 69 sesh.
Yeah,
it's just fucking weird.
That's not a tough, like the Pope would say yes. Yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, the Pope came out against the church made an official stance against I think gay unions, which is a funny word for gay people hanging out.
Yeah,
unions. That's what the Philadelphia indoor soccer team is named after. Philadelphia
Gay
Union.
Union.
About gay.
It's
yeah, about
true.
Gay.
Every single fucking group of MLS fans is gay. God, I hate MLS. Dude, MLS fan sections. They're all, don't get me started. MLS, you would hate them.
What's up with
you
them?
You saw it. It's Antifa.
What?
Every
oh,
single
you
one
told
of
me,
them.
You did tell
every
me that.
Single, there's a direct link between Antifa and whatever local MLS team's fan section is. Because they're all dorks.
True.
Searching for meaning that they never had when they were young. So now they latched onto an MLS team that like was started in 2011.
By owned by John.
Like, finally,
Bon Jovi.
Meaning in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear this fedora and Chucks.
You go watch like arena soccer.
You go watch terrible soccer.
Yeah, why? Why do?
I don't know. There's a direct link.
Why would Antifa support? Well, I guess because it's like a global. They're like, this is the least racist sport, soccer, because everyone plays.
True, even though it's probably the most racist.
Big time.
Every single European game, like someone throws a banana at a player. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're dealing with people where it's like, yeah, you can do that in your whole.
Yeah, you're going up against like Serbians.
Yeah, and you're England, and you're like, everyone's like, fuck yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
It's not. There's not people like, well, actually, it's like, no. I mean, I'm sure that exists in England, but.
Yeah, I'm sure England's up there.
But.
England's actually equally as gay as us.
Yeah.
Well, not that it's gay to fight racism, but.
I mean, I know what you're talking
about. Tear down a Winston Churchill statue.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're gay.
What? Why'd they tear down Churchill's statue?
I think he was racist.
Yeah.
He also saved us from fascism, but, you know, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, he fucking defeated the Nazis.
Yeah, but still,
he was
man.
He was the last lion, dude.
Was he really?
He was hanging on. He was the bastion we needed. You ever see that movie?
What?
The Churchill? Darkest Hour?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I refuse to watch it.
Oh, fuck. People were complaining about my history stuff. Why? Fuck them.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. People were yapping.
Fuck, dude. Don't.
There's a fucking sick-ass movie about... It's just funny that they... So, like, England needed... Mm-hmm. They were like, we need the guy who's the best at talking shit to save us from this. And then it just cuts to like a attic where fat Churchill's in his bed,
what?
Just getting hammered. And they're like, we need him. Turn him on. And he's just like, we will fight on the beaches. Like he just immediately starts talking that shit.
Do you think he ever sent messages to Hitler? Like, fuck you, dude.
Definitely.
Fucking art school.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Pussy ass bull.
You think he sent
pussy bull?
That must have been so funny sending messages talking to shit. Hitler and just talking shit to him.
Dude, that's like the Japan thing. Talking shit to Japan when you know you have nukes. Just like, you sure you guys don't want to say sorry? You should say sorry. I'll never use surrender. I bet you do.
Yeah, I'm furious about Winston Churchill, dude.
You should be.
I heard he was sexist, too.
Oh, definitely.
What year was this?
I mean, it's World War II when he was at his peak.
1940?
Yeah. And then I think they had to remove him after World War II because they didn't need that juice anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't pull him off.
We can turn this down. Really? He was still in office. Like, we got to fuck the Soviet Union up. Everyone's like, yo, chill. Chill. We've had enough war.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we had a couple of those.
Nice.
We had some bulls that were, like, all right, Soviet Union's next. And everyone was like, please no.
Yeah, we don't want to fight.
We've had enough. They'll fall apart.
Yeah. They did.
Hell yeah.
They were right. Yeah, I wonder. So you're saying Iran. You think we're going to fight Iran?
No.
All right. I haven't heard anything.
That would be too big.
Yeah.
That would be too grand scale.
Yeah.
We're going to keep fucking with the small ones, the fractured ones.
Yeah. I think they're going to keep that on the table. Like, we might fuck around and smash Iran. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll
Iran.
Maybe we'll fucking go to war with China, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe China will fucking find out. We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people are just talking shit, dude. It's like, yo, bro, if you're going to be about it, dude.
That's because our news is fucking inciting fear.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think about World War III? Wouldn't that be terrifying? It's like, yeah, for sure.
After the break, we all might die in a single flash of heat and light. It's just a Dove soap commercial.
Yeah, I was going to say that a commercial. Like, my wife's a bitch. So I got a Dove. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was thinking about that today. It's like, I haven't heard anything about Biden, dude. I don't hear anything.
He hasn't spoken.
What?
He hasn't spoken publicly since he's been in office.
Nothing?
No. He stood out front. They got like German Shepherd like bit somebody or something.
What?
Yeah, they had to send the German Shepherd down to Delaware. They had to relocate him. Send him down.
Why did it bite someone?
I forget. What happened there? Did either of you two numbskulls know? Jeez. It was something. He stood out front in like a cool fucking bomber jacket and jeans.
Yeah.
Just and aviators.
Took it like an
epic
photo.
It was like
photo.
Holding a dog. Yeah.
Oh,
it was like, dude, who is this guy? He is dead. He may be dead.
Yeah, man. I've heard that he's showing signs of like advanced.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit. Funny when you forget the word Alzheimer's. Yeah, I forget that thing where you forget everything. But yeah, no, I haven't heard anything from him, man. I don't like.
He has not spoken.
I was getting bombarded with Trump news and all my presidential news just stopped. And I'm like, I feel lost.
I
thought he was supposed to. I'm waiting for him to bring us together. He's supposed to unite us.
On it.
Is he?
Yeah, we're going to be together.
I can't wait till he brings me together with all the people who don't want like, anything to do with me.
Yeah.
It's like Joe Biden said so. We have to hang out and talk now.
I have to do alt rooms. Joe Biden said.
Joe.
You have to let me into your safe spaces.
You have to. We did the long, dark winter, darker than anything we've ever done. Now we're coming
together. It's pretty dark.
It actually did get pretty dark, dude. The squad's falling apart.
Nah, dude, the broskies are...
The broskies are holding strong.
Dude, I'm proposing we should have a carnival-type festival every 10 years to commemorate the coronavirus. So because we came out of 2020, we should do 2030 should be like
We do that at Helium every 2 weeks.
True, yeah.
we mourn the losses.
True.
Yeah.
We should do that. There should be a big nationwide, like, shut everything down for 7 days.
Yeah, like the Purge, except party.
Everyone go outside, show all of your vaccinations that you're now mandated to show. Dude, I think they're going to try to make people start showing them.
Your vaccination things?
I think that's coming, probably. Bro. That's coming. That's coming. You're going to see. I haven't got my flu shot.
Yeah, for like flights and all that shit.
I think it's coming.
Almost definitely.
I'll be on the John Madden bus. Fucking
true. I'm on the John Madden bus tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah. The Chevy Cruze with the bees, dude. The bees.
You got to wrap that thing, dude. You've got to wrap
true.
The Cruze.
In what, though?
Just your face.
What?
Yeah, wrap the Cruze.
No.
Dude. Funny Man Shane, you should do Problem
Funny
Child.
Funny Man Shane?
Funny Man Shane or the Problem Child, dude. And just have it like
book me for bookings. Have my Instagram. IG, Twitter on my back windshield.
Your Instagram,
my
dude.
Back, what's that
and
called?
Then just for good measure, get a Herbalife thing on the back of your car. And just fucking...
Sponsored by Blue Chew, Herbalife. Yeah, I should just drive a NASCAR with just podcast sponsors.
Get like a ridiculous car and just wrap it.
Yeah,
in, like,
I'd be sick to
decals.
Die in. Just get a very bloody, violent wreck and some wrapped bullshit. Yeah, it'd be tough to take seriously.
Dude, you got to start thinking money, dude. If you wrap,
thinking,
if you wrap
start
your car.
What I want to die in.
A neon green and black wrapped thing with your face. And then just be like. Dude, that would be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, dude.
I wonder how many tickets I'll get. People be like, pull this thing over. This is crazy. He's up to something.
Nah, dude. No one would even blink.
True.
They would just be like, oh, that's Problem Child.
It's my face flying by going 80. Damn, there goes Problem
and
Child.
And every comedy club you do, park it in like sideways in four spots, dude.
Problem Child has arrived. Set up some merch out of the trunk.
I was actually going to start up a small savings account where I'm gonna take my money and start slowly like hitting Pep Boys hard as fuck and pimping my ride, like just a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
just make like get the thing that like the little light bar that like goes with the music and just be like, yo, thank you everybody, just want to show you, you know,
yes,
with your support, I tricked out the interior of my Honda Civic and just have like just you know,
please
that
check it out,
spoiler,
get a monster spoiler.
Ground effects.
Yeah.
Maybe get some 12s or some 14s, dude. And it's
supposed some 12s.
Some 12s. 12 spinners. Sick. Oh, my God. No, I'm talking about the speakers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rims.
12-inch
rims?
12s?
On a Civic? You're looking at 14s.
I was about to say, yeah, not 12s.
Some 14s.
Yeah, there's some 14s.
But that's an LX, right? That's a 14s.
I think so, yeah.
Them 14s.
I might get, I told Brittany I was going to get plastic spinners, and she's like, I won't.
I don't know if they even, yeah.
They'll make them. I can get them.
I believe you.
I could get plastic.
Double D's has them. Double D's is probably selling spinners.
I might start a rim shop. It's a plastic rim, a plastic only rim shop, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Are people still into rims?
No.
Damn. That sucks. That was tight.
Rims did rule.
But yeah, rims are sick. I was waiting cool to be able to get some, and I feel like now I actually might be able to get rims, and it's like now no one even likes them anymore.
Like, true.
If I got
out of
really
it.
Sick rims, dude, that would be sick.
Porn. Remember when rims were cool, and now we're just, you know what's cool? Bisexual water polo players.
Yeah, dude.
How can I ever become that?
I mean, I think it's kind of racist to, you know, throw rims on it. You know how many rim shops are going underwater? They're like... No one's buying them. It's like, yeah, everyone's jizzing on each other now. No one wants rims. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, everybody's afraid of appropriating.
True.
I should trick Phil's car out.
Dude. Christmas 2021.
Just get him rims.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell's this? My wheels are fine, Shane. Now, how much do these cost?
$2,200 a piece. Yeah. You got to get Phil some. Just one rim at least. It's like,
yeah, he wouldn't notice. You get one spinner on the back. Just fucking let him go. And then when he finally found it, he'd be coming out of the Elks.
The hell's this?
The hell?
It's still moving. I'm stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, I took an ice bath yesterday. Like ice, like 22 pounds of ice in a bathtub.
Why?
34 degree water.
Why?
I want to start ice bathing. I want to get into it. It's too cold. My tap came out at. I finally temped it up. It's 50. Sorry, I keep crying. It's 56 degrees, I believe. Chilly, and I've submerged myself.
You got
in
those
that.
Pupils too.
No, dude, I'm telling you, I'm out on the micros.
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday.
I usually
do. You just have beautiful eyes. That's the problem.
Thank you, bro.
Were you microdosing on the
last one?
Michaela Peterson podcast?
No. Everyone thinks my...
I got DMs. Like, was mad. I was like, probably.
No, I swear to God.
I was trying to expand the legend. I was like, definitely.
Yeah, dude. I was on high as 10 fuck. Hits of acid. No, I was just chilling.
I thought she wasn't going to put that out.
So did I.
After a few weeks, I was like...
I thought she... And honestly, I was like...
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, it makes sense. Because she was pretty straight-faced after several jokes, including the partially blind fuck with us heavy after she was talking about the fucking dude with one
Senator
eye.
Senator Dan Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. But yeah, that was very funny, actually. I remember that being like, dude, the partially blind fuck with us heavy. Yeah. And she was like...
Well, straight-faced, just like, okay, so what was it like?
Yeah, that was funny. She was a good sport.
She was.
She's a good sport. Producer rules, too.
She's a beautiful angel.
Yeah, dude.
She's a sweet, beautiful angel, dude.
JP's daughter, dude. I might stand up.
I'll fucking rock, JP.
Dude.
I would shatter, JP.
I might stand up.
What are you going to stand up for?
I might stand up.
Wouldn't you be stoked?
You're talking about shattering JP so you can
I would expose JP, dude. It's on site. If I see JP, give it a
You think
talk.
You're going to punch him in the face?
I'm not going to punch him. I'm going to go straight to it. I'm going to guillotine him. I'm going to jump in the air. God. Bring him down with me. I would kill him. He's got like he'd diseases.
Die. If you gave him a DDT, he'd die.
I might stun him if to you, death.
Oh, dude.
Just go on stage while he's giving a talk. Or cut the lights.
I might stand up.
Cut the lights, choke slam him. Oh. Cut the lights, wake up. Everybody's like, oh my God. God.
If you did.
Choke slam him off stage to death.
I feel like he might be able to survive a pedigree.
He could survive. Head first with my weight coming down. His head might. If I give a pedigree to someone, their head might pop.
Pile driver, no chance.
Pile driver, he's dead.
He's dead. He'd survive the people's elbow. He might be in critical condition.
Might be a standing suplex. Big J, I'm stealing Big J's on that.
What?
Big J's talking about beating up women. And he's talking about doing like a standing suplex to a woman.
Oh.
And having her like in on it. So she's standing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like... Yeah. JP, you could rock.
Oh, yeah. You would fuck him up. For sure. But his son would avenge him.
He has a son?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. I saw
quiet
him.
Quiet bull. He's a quiet
True.
Dude. He would come out, dude, like a maniac. You know some guy got punched in the face of the Raven last night?
No, that's great news.